This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning.
I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to find out more this morning about how the giant company Fannie Mae handles its giant piece of the housing crisis. Yesterday, we heard about Fannie Mae's efforts to help troubled homeowners by modifying loans, but not everybody gets help. Fannie Mae forecloses on homeowners who simply cannot afford to pay even with a lower mortgage. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
It's uncharacteristically cold and rainy in suburban Dallas, but Shirley Mastenbrook is outside admiring her handiwork.
Now we're looking at the pool that was a black, murky swamp. Texas heat lets everything grow in that water, and so it required draining, cleaning.
Mastenbrook renovated this three-bedroom home, not for herself, but as a sales representative for Fannie Mae, which has to fix up and sell tens of thousands of homes repossessed after going through foreclosure. As of year's end, Fannie owned nearly 65,000 such homes, many of which require lots of work, like this one with the in-ground pool.
The faucets were pretty crummy. Started delaminating.
The walls had holes punched through and were covered in old wallpaper. The oven range in the kitchen didn't work. In all, Fannie Mae spent $20,000 to fix it up for sale. And sell it Fannie Mae did to Myrna Lopez, a single mother of three who moved in January.
We loved it. I mean, everything was like you see. I mean, the walls are just painted. It has a pool. We weren't expecting a pool. It was an answered prayer. I had been looking for a house for a year.
Finding a buyer like Lopez is a best-case scenario. After all, renovating takes time and money, and selling in a market like this one is tough. But Fannie Mae has to do both. However, many of their homes are in California, Nevada, Florida, and Ohio, where there's plenty of competition from other foreclosed homes and where prices are still falling. In selling, Fannie Mae has two seemingly conflicting goals. One is to sell the property quickly and recover what it can from the homes. The other is to stabilize home prices by not undercutting the value of other homes. Gabriella Harrison is Fannie Mae's vice president of foreclosure sales.
The biggest challenge we have is we're really trying to hold out for the best price, and we don't want to get into a competition with other owners of foreclosed properties.
On average, Harrison says Fannie Mae sells its homes within 90 days, but achieving both quick sale and stable neighborhood home values makes pricing something of an art.
We are the valuation unit.
And Pat Mahoney is such an artist.
Essentially, what we do is establish the value on the properties before we market them.
Mahoney demonstrates a database that hooks up to Google Maps, which allows his team at Fannie Mae to arrive at what they think is a fair price. But in a market like this one, even Mahoney finds it's difficult to find his bearings.
Florida, I don't know that we know where that's going. It's more than likely going to get worse. Nevada looks dire. Arizona, certain
Guy Sakala is publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. He says on average, a foreclosure might cost the lender, in this case Fannie Mae, $50,000.
By the time you finish with all your legal costs, everything else, and that's assuming the property is sellable and you don't have a major drop in home values or anything else.
Fannie Mae doesn't disclose the average loss it sustains on its foreclosed homes, but the company says it sells them, on average, for more than 80% of their appraised value. And that is considered a victory in today's market. Back at her office, Shirley Mastenbrook, the Fannie Mae sales rep, assigns properties to real estate agents around the country to manage the sales.
We counted at 31. The buyer's back at 30.
Mastenbrook, from her desk, reviews an offer and, with a click of a mouse, completes a sale.
So we sold to California, we sold an Ohio property today.
And with that, we're two tiny steps closer to ending this crisis. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Get a before and after photo of Fannie Mae renovations at npr.org.